Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You guys ready to pay off your bets on your Darren Peterson over-under time?
He made it to overtime, didn't he?
He did not, but he got him to overtime. Never played in overtime.
Yeah, we're done here. I don't play overtime.
So, did you guys stay up? No.
Mac, I went to bed with
tonight's meal. Tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A minute and 20 left.
When they were down by five?
When he, or I guess right before that, when he was looking out of bounds trying to ask to get out.
Yeah.
And they passed it and he turned it over.
He was looking to get out of bounds.
So he played 32 minutes, hey. Had 32 points.
Yeah.
What a game it was. What an insane game.
My buddies were talking about like the greatest comeback ever in Allen Fieldhouse history, and we were going through some of those. And, you know, it's TCU on a Tuesday night,
sure.
You know.
TCU's 11-3, 1-0 in the conference.
Yep. But I don't know that I can put that. I mean, maybe you can. I don't know. For me, it's always going to be UCLA in 1995. That was one of the greatest games that I've ever been a part of, man. It was awesome.
Ask Mizzou fans about UCLA.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. You guys just beat Florida.
Yeah.
You guys be the champs.
How about that?
Beat the champs.
Does it matter from one year to the next, though? Like you said,
absolutely. If you're Missouri,
beat the champs. Like you're like, how many of these people are back from last year?
Oh, I mean, dude, it doesn't matter.
College portals open. Everybody's flying all over the place. Right?
I mean, I don't know if you're Ohio State, you beat Michigan the next.
Yeah,
that doesn't
right
make
now,
sense because
yeah.
That's just the rivalry. But like, you always have a bounty.
Yeah.
Right. Once you win it, you're the team. Like. Everybody wants to beat the Eagles.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see the Eagles go to the Super Bowl again this year.
Everybody wants to beat them. But that's the beauty of where we are in college sports right now, though, is like teams can turn it on a dime, and you can go out there like Missouri last year. Did they win a game last year, or was that 2 years ago?
Two years ago, where
they couldn't find a way to win a game.
Yep.
And then you can flip it on a dime and find a way to beat the defending champs. And so that's why I love the NIL and where we are in college sports right now, because it's giving everybody an opportunity.
Yeah, so last night was – I will say this – this is why I think the product of college basketball can always be fun, because you mentioned like what's the best comeback, how many. There are certain things about certain places in sports that just happen and you can't explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at Wrigley there's a billy goat. Sometimes there's a guy wearing a headset that gets interfered with a foul ball.
Yeah, it's true.
New York, there's like spirits that walk through Monument Park and you don't know why all of a sudden the wind picks up when Boston hits a ball in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't explain it. And Allen Fieldhouse has one of those things where there's just this fog Allen aura that sometimes it's against Oklahoma. Sometimes it's against Missouri with a block that could have been a charge. Or could have been a.
It was a clean block.
Sure,
I know people continue to talk about that. It was as clean a block as I've ever seen in my entire life on a basketball floor.
The pin is blue.
It was perfectly blocked.
And Phil Pressey probably has a different debate. But that doesn't matter in the past. Go take
how
it with Thomas Robinson, uncle.
How long ago was that?
Was that 2013?
Yeah. I mean, like, we're talking almost a generation ago now where that play happened. My God.
So last night, Mac went to bed. Obviously,
I was in a high school game for a while last night.
You,
I had to leave the high school game early because. I left at halftime because the officiating was terrible last night. Kid from Olathe East dunks, hangs on the rim to avoid the kid underneath him, and they tee him up. The whole place loses their mind, man. The whole place loses their mind.
Come on.
Coach Darsh, you hang in there, buddy.
I'll be in the parking lot waiting for you up. Call a tee on my boy.
That's right.
Tell you what. About to tee your head. I don't know.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like that. First of all, the kid dunking in high school was awesome.
So last night, and at one point you could have gotten KU plus 2,500, but at Lawrence, sometimes there is this just thing. This Allen run, right?
Yeah.
They go into halftime on a 9-0 run. And then all of a sudden, you're like, all right, like, when are we going to lose Darren Peterson? Because he'd been playing all night. Dude's balling. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are three college athletes in basketball, for now, that are insane must-watch television. Because before Darren Peterson was on last night, Cameron Boozer was on. 6'5", 6'9".
He's back at Duke?
6'9". Oh, Daddy Boozer was there last night.
How big is he?
Fat?
No.
He stayed in good shape.
Okay, good. Okay.
Jet Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Stands the whole time.
Looks really good.
Four rows behind the bench.
Okay.
Got a 12, got a 2 on the back.
Oh,
Those are both of his kids' numbers.
Oh, I think he had a 12 pack on the front, like a 2 pack of abs on the back. I'm like, holy cow.
And probably 8 down south. And this guy, Cameron Boozer, 6'9", 250. Right? I feel bad for the other brother. You know what I mean?
How big is him?
He's like 6'4", 1.
Oh,
he's like 6'4", 190.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, but the other kid's 6'9", 250, could be the number one overall pick. He goes, balls out last night against Louisville. Great game. They were down. They come back, win by 11. enters Kansas. This moment happens against TCU. And it's just weird, man. Like, they were down, they tied the game up, and here's how they tie it. When the team is down the most, Darren Peterson is not in the game. And everyone's going, how can I be mad about him, right? Because I bet KU fans were in a mix of emotions. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, man, he gave us 28 minutes. He gave us 29 points. This is more than we've seen all year. He's been the man tonight. And then all of a sudden you're like, but where's he at, man? You're on the other side of the argument. You're like, my team is needing my best player right now. We're down by four. Mm-hmm. I need this guy in the game. Well, here's what happens. TCU is up by three, and KU gets an inbound play. Timeout, Bill Self.
Right.
Insert Darren Peterson.
Peterson goes in.
Goes in, gets around. Finally, he gets a pass, goes up for a three.
Boom.
Fouled. What's he do?
Hit both.
Hits all three, yep. And you never see him again.
That's
and
it.
KU wins an overtime.
And he's done.
And it's just nuts, dude. Like, stuff like that happens, and I can't explain
it. Allen Fieldhouse. No, it is. It is the aura of Allen Fieldhouse. And you're right. There are certain places that just have that magic.
And it doesn't matter if you were TCU that night. It doesn't matter if you were, you know, Arizona that night, even though Arizona plays tonight against the Kansas State Wildcats that you can hear on this station tonight. They play number one, 8 o'clock, number one Arizona. Go beat them. Go upset the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Nebraska two this week?
No, they're 10.
Are they 10?
Michigan's two.
You got to get Nebraska in the top two.
But, well, they might get there. They'll play Michigan on January 27th. That should be a big game on Tuesday night. But yeah, so I mean, last night was one of those fun games, and it was one of those, like, if you've been waiting and wanting to see, like, what's going to get you. That was a fun game. No matter if you, for college basketball, the game was fun.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, anytime you go into overtime and find a way to win a game when you're down
big.
And
the way they did it.
And it's just the way you do it and the way that Allen Fieldhouse has that momentum. Because I think anybody who's watching a game in Allen Fieldhouse never feels comfortable until the clock is zero.
And there's always the run.
And there's always the run.
Because
you were talking about the run, the 9-0 run or whatever it was at the end of the first half. And I'm thinking, like, there it is. Like, we've always sat there for years. And I've been doing this KU thing since 1995 when I was a freshman. And everybody just always says the same thing. When's the run going to come? When is this team going to go on the 25-4 run or whatever? Because it always happens.
And
it's the building. It's the coaching. You know, Bill Self, through all this NIL stuff, is still finding ways to go out there and dominate the sport. And that's why I think he is the best, one of the best of all time at what he did, obviously, and what he's done, obviously, is because he continues to reinvent himself. I mean, like Andy Reid, you call Bill Self this offseason and say, how did you go from, you know, recruiting players and changing your whole thing on a dime, right? And that's what happened. And Bill Self had to change the way that he was doing things. A lot of the other coaches that are at his level quit. Okay, Coach K quit. Roy Williams quit. You see all these coaches quit. The guy from Villanova, they all quit because of where we are.
You think it's
Nick
quitting?
Saban,
I don't know.
Yes, it is. I call
Coach
it quitting.
K was old as dirt.
Yeah, but
Roy's health was. He was.
I'll
passed.
Give you Roy. Roy I'll give like, you Roy.
Because I mean,
yeah, Roy was collapsing on the sidelines.
Izzo's still there. Calipari's still there.
Yeah.
Patino's
still around for
They're
now.
All still there, but I mean, Roy was in. Roy was like,
I'll give you
collapsing.
Roy. I'll give you Roy. But the other ones, they quit. I mean, you know, the guy at Villanova, Jay Wright, you know, younger than we are, he quit. You know, he walked
was the
away
best in the game,
and he was the best in the game.
He
and they're
the
all
best.
Walking
got a pretty
away.
Good gig too.
Hell of a gig, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But they're all walking away because they don't want to deal with the NIL. The football is the same way. Nick Saban walked away. You don't see Urban Meyer coming back into the game. You know, if he wanted to and whatnot. And so I just look around the landscape and go like, Bill tough this thing out, and now hopefully he can reap some rewards from this and get another national championship under his belt, because if he wins three national championships, I mean, my God, he could be considered the greatest of all time, and to do it in the NIL era too, you know, I think means a lot more, because we were talking before the show. I mean, Oklahoma State signed a quarterback for $7 million yesterday. I mean, guys are going all over the place and signing, and the money is insane, and as the money has changed, Kansas has remained constant. It may not be the 14 in a row Big 12 championship constant, but Kansas has remained constant. They're a constant tournament team. They're up there every year. They're one of the top teams in the country every single year.
I think you
and
blame,
Bill Self finds ways to do it.
I think you blame realignment more than you could blame NIL and transfer.
For
and
why that, they're not winning all the time.
Yeah, Arizona and Houston. Yeah. Arizona and Houston, you're in the Big 12.
Yeah, absolutely. And UCF, who they lost to the other day, which seemingly they lose to that team every year.
Every year in Orlando.
Every year they go down there and they go Mickey Mouse and, you know, see Cinderella, and all of a sudden they lose games.
Or
and,
Robert Duvall.
He could be. But I think when I look
or
at
Landa.
You know, that kid from last night, you know, Darren Peterson, like, that's, again, the frustrating part, because he gets you to that level. Dude. He does that, and then see you later. I'm out. Peace out. You know, I just hope when the tournament comes around and this team is competing for a national championship, that kid understands what's at stake, and it's not about your draft status at that point in time. Because if it is, then, you know, get the hell out of Dodge.
I will say this, and Mac, you watch more NBA than I. There are times in college basketball when you can just tell. The way the guy moves, the way the guy explodes to the rim. Sure.
Last night
watching, because there are three college players, and normally every year, am I wrong about this? Normally every year it's one guy that in March we're like, where's the guy? Right? It was Adam Morrison. It was Jimmer Fredette. Yeah. It was
every year there's somebody that
JJ Redick, Zion Williamson. It's guys. There's always like seems to be like one.
Cherokee Parks.
As of right now, there are three. There is Darren Peterson, if he can stay through the long haul, because he's got those little warmers all constantly on the sideline.
Yep.
You have that. You have Cameron Boozer, and you have AJ DeBanza. And those three guys.
How much do they make combined?
Oh, God.
DeBanza's making seven. I don't even know what Peterson's making.
Yeah, I would say 7 to 10 each, 7 to 8 each. Yeah.
So Boozer last night, 27 and 8. Peterson last night, 32. DeBanza, the last time he played, which was Saturday, 24.
And you know what? I hope.
And those three guys will be the three guys that will go 1, 2, and 3 in the draft.
Yeah, I hope so.
They're all USA.
Yep.
Cooper Flagg was before them. And what happened before that, to tie all this together, all these French NBA guys, dude, I'm telling you, in about 10 years from now, Mac, when you're my age and I'm your age,
and I'm dead,
you will not be dead. The United States basketball team versus France could be legit in the Olympics.
It's going to be legit in the next Olympics.
It could be.
Yeah. I've been saying this for a long time. The U.S., unless they change something about their process for youth basketball in this country, we are screwed. And I'm serious. And it's not just France.
Because Wembanyama had 30 last night off the bench.
Yes. Yeah, Wembanyama. Did you see him like kick a bunch of balls out of the
dude.
Did you see that they had like three basketballs in the net and he kicked his leg up and kicked the ball out of the, like, it's insane.
Did like a half bicycle to get him out of the, unreal.
I mean, he's not just a basketball player. That guy's an athlete.
Yes.
And that's why he's going to be okay. And he's going to have staying power. Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, exactly. He is like you root for that guy. He's the perfect fit in San Antonio. I know from being down there for 2 years, what it was like. And you know, the type of basketball player they love, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and this guy fits the mold, Victor Wembanyama down there. But to have these three kids in college basketball performing the way that they are, the NBA has to be loving it. The NBA should be in love with what's going on right now in college basketball, because they're developing, the talent, but they're having the guys on display at big time universities where the casual fan is more in tune to watch than they are the NBA. And that's what you want to hope. You hope like somebody falls in love with Darren Peterson or somebody falls in love with whoever and they watch him go up to the NBA and you start following that player. Hasn't been like that in the NBA here for the last 15 years? I mean, no offense to your age here, and I'm not trying to be an ageist in this, but are you even old enough to remember the last time Americans were like competent in the NBA draft? I mean, it seems like it's been 20 years
been a long
that we've
time.
Been talking about, because I know when I was working in St. Louis, my co-host, the late Jay Randolph Jr., was on Rubio the whole time, right? And that was 2009. Yeah. And here we are in 26, and now the pendulum is maybe swinging back where the best players in college basketball and potentially the NBA in the future are now American homegrown players in an American sport where Americans can follow these kids and then follow them in the NBA. I think it's a great thing for college basketball and the NBA right now. I just think college sports, man, we were talking before the show, I think it's in such a good spot right now. And I'm back into college football like I've never been before. And I like the way that college basketball now is developing these prospects.
Developers.
Yeah, that could go up to the next level. And you, because that's the way it used to be. You follow these kids in college for 4 years, then they went to the NBA. And that stopped for about a generation.
And you could also piggyback on college baseball if you'd like to, because those guys are starting to play in the pros immediately after they get drafted.
I'm going to tell you the college baseball thing right now. There's a kid who committed to Quinnipiac that wanted to be a two sports star. They dropped their football program. He's reopened his commitment now. They said right now he'd be a top 10 pick in the baseball draft if he was going to go into the draft, and he was going to go to Quinnipiac and they got rid of football. And he wants to be a two sports star. I mean, the college sports scene, man, is just wild right now.
Last night was fun. That's for sure. Arizona, K-State tonight, 8 o'clock. You can hear all that action on 96.5 The Fan. But, you know, speaking of college.
First developers.
Cliff Kingsbury was heavily involved with this one topic yesterday and this one team that you root for. We'll discuss it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Right back at it. 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday. Have Jay Binkley in about 20 minutes from now. You know, he's juiced up, man. We got a game tomorrow night
he's
to watch.
Fellas. Oh, hell yeah, we do. He's ready to roll.
Is that the more... Okay, this is hard to phrase this. Is that the more exciting game or the better game? Because Alabama gets beat by Indiana and Oregon beats Texas Tech. That's Friday night. Tomorrow is Ole Miss versus Miami.
I think it's the more compelling game just the
high,
from all the
high-octane offense versus the badass defense.
And the storyline of these kids going out there and winning in spite of Lane Kiffin. I mean, if you're LSU and Ole Miss wins the national championship without Lane Kiffin, are you having buyer's remorse?
Yeah.
I think you have having buyer's remorse. Yeah, if they go out there and win the Natty without their head coach who you just hired, I mean... You got like Lane Kiffin right now.
Take it, Lane.
Yeah, Lane has to be hoping right now they get their ass kicked, and I think that's a big reason why he wanted his assistants to come with him right away to LSU is because he's looking at the landscape now and realizing.
I guess he got in the wrong lane.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, I think they're a better team without Lane Kiffin because I think sometimes
there's
when you play
fire
in spite,
there that wasn't there.
Yeah,
like you're sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you're playing with spite. You know, screw this guy. I mean, he left us and now is trying to take all our coaches with us as we're in the middle of trying to play for a national championship. Yeah. I mean, when you think about those kids, this will probably be their only opportunity, right, to play for a national championship. They're going to go on with life. Lame is going to have an opportunity to do this stuff anywhere else that he wants to go. But I mean, I just think right now, like, I'm actually in the Final Four right now. I'm going to root for Ole Mississippi to take care of business and win this thing just because I like the spite angle of it. Like, they opened the spite team to spite Lane Kiffin, and it's going swimmingly, man. It's like they're going to put Mocha Joe out of business before you know it. I love it. I think it's so much fun to watch these guys do their thing. And Lane sitting there at LSU going, oh, son of a gun, if they win the national championship.
Mocha Joe's going to have Lane's latte.
Lane's latte.
The only team I don't like is Miami because we're not Carson,
Carson
Beck.
Yeah,
we don't like.
You don't like Carson Beck.
Timmy,
I don't really like their coach. I don't like.
He's kind of a D. I don't know his halftime interviews and whatnot. I'm just always like,
I like their coach. I just hate their quarterback. Yeah. And he had an angel sent from the Lord. To be his wife, and it wasn't good enough.
Oh, America.
Have you seen what you look like?
How much money did he get from Miami?
$10 million.
Yeah, there you go.
How much money did she get from Miami?
Well, a lot more, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they thrived on NIL.
Is she playing in the WNBA, or she's still? No.
They're influencers now.
That's all they influence? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and do they? yeah.
They influence something.
Bless her heart, okay? Bless her heart. She might chase a few jerseys, but bless her heart. Not Lane Kiffin, but sounds kind of similar. Cliff Kingsbury, right?
Yeah, that does sound similar.
I guess. So his name, very heavy yesterday. I know Nate Taylor was on this stage yesterday. And I think, do we have his quote? I remember what he said. But he said basically that, you know, it wouldn't work with his offense in Kansas City, because Andy Reid probably isn't going to want to run that college style offense.
Yeah.
And there's also the point of, like, how much pull does Mahomes have at this point in his career? Because I've always said at some point, right, there's going to be a time where Mahomes is going to know that he can run the offense, right? Like, at some point in Sal's career, I'm sure, like, it was like, hey, I can call the game. I don't need this. Over
yeah,
here, right.
Right. I've seen more than any of you put together.
Right.
Yeah.
Where, like, at one point, Ned's like, just leave him alone. You know, let him call his game. And you trust that.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mahomes is going to have, as you move into this next thing, but, you know, he's going to have some say. But Cliff Kingsbury was a name that a lot of people said, hey, if he's available, and he is available, mm-hmm. would like to see him as the offensive coordinator. Some people kind of put all the news that comes out together, kind of relax, you know, hey, chill. Mm-hmm. and then kind of have their own opinion. I don't know what you guys think about Cliff Kingsbury, but I, from judging by the document, I'm kind of on your guys' side.
Yeah, I don't care to see Cliff Kingsbury here
in
Kansas City.
And it's not in a mean, smug way.
No, not at all. I was kind of 50-50 on it, to be honest with you. And then I was reading some tweets from Grant Paulson, who works for our sibling station in Washington, D.C., and he covers the Commanders. He's really good at his job, right? Mm. And he put out this tweet yesterday. He says, I'm told Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury disagreed over several things, run-pass balance being high on that list. It also seems like the DQ has a different version for what's best for the long-term development of Jaden Daniels. Cliff's runs a very unique college-like system. DQ may want a more traditional NFL look for Daniels moving forward. And after I read that, I'm like, you know what? I don't want the college system either here in Kansas City. I think that we've seen that. I think it's tired. I think it's something that kind of has been played out. And my dream, as I was sitting around yesterday thinking about this, I want a total reinvention of this offense, right? I want everything different from what we've seen. I want to take the whole playbook for the most part, you know, and tear it up and scrap it and throw it away. And bring in somebody new that has no connection to this organization, has no connection to Patrick Mahomes whatsoever, and can truly evaluate things. Because I think right now, that's what this organization, and that's what this quarterback especially needs. He needs somebody that's going to come in and doesn't really have any connection to him, and isn't afraid to sit there and say, hey, you need to do A better and B better and C better, like Danan said yesterday. And so I think Cliff Kingsbury, to me, everybody keeps talking about how they don't want to run it back, but yet they want to bring back Eric Bieniemy and Mike Kafka and all these other has-beens and never-will-bes, you know, to the organization. I want to go completely different. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is completely different because he's already been with Patrick Mahomes. I need somebody to come in that can experience Patrick Mahomes kind of for the first time and be a clean slate with everybody. That's kind of where I feel on this one. So for me, Cliff Kingsbury, I'm out.
Dr. Mackenstein?
Yeah, same thing. I think I tweeted yesterday. Just his tendencies, his issues, the thing that he likes to do are really similar to what Andy Reid does. Like, he's cute. He likes motion. He passes a lot. Like, he likes little screen games. Like, if we were talking about personnel, he would like quick, small, wide receivers. Mm-hmm. He's similar to Andy Reid in a lot of ways that are not necessarily bad. But for what we need right now, yeah, we need change. We need something different. He's not that.
No, he's not that at all. I need somebody to come in with a completely different look at this offense, too, and be able to kind of strip it down. And for Andy to allow that person to do that, too, that's the other thing. I mean, we can sit here and name all these offensive coordinators, but is Andy Reid going to allow them to have a huge influence on what's going on? And I'm not even talking about calling the plays. I don't care about that. Involving the running game more, maybe looking for a different style of wide receiver. Because I think what the Chiefs have now from an offensive standpoint, it's done, man. That thing has run its course, right? It is stale. It is time to move on. It is time to change things up in a grandiose way from a weapon standpoint, from a play calling standpoint, from a who you are and identity standpoint, so to speak. And that's why I think you need to go outside the circle of trust. It's nice to have guys that you can trust and like, you know, Romeo Crennel, everybody wanted him to be the head coach. We saw how that worked. And so I think sometimes it's good to bring in a boss, if you will, a coach that's going to challenge players and look at it from a completely different lens than what's been looked at for the last 8 years. Everybody's been looking at Patrick Mahomes through the same lens. I need somebody with a different lens who can sense and tell and make Patrick Mahomes better as quarterback, too.
Yeah, not his old best friend.
Right.
Up to come hang out. Or somebody that deserves a shot.
Well, for me, I'm a Brian Daboll guy on this one, and I know that sounds weird because I didn't like him as a head coach, but I know he's a really good offensive mind.
You know who's a good offensive mind that sucked as a head coach? That guy in New England.
Yeah, exactly.
You know who might be a really good offensive coordinator but a really terrible head coach? That guy in Miami.
Right.
Yep.
Which is where you've got to kind of take that sort of scrutiny out of this whole thing because people will be like, that guy?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That guy failed. It's like,
but then they'll turn around and tell you, let's go sign Tua. you know, like stuff like that. But that's the fan, right? That's what we do. We recognize names and all. I just know Brian Daboll has been a really good offensive coordinator over his career and can be that type of guy that maybe comes in here and is a little rough around the edges. And that people like that with the Eric Bieniemy style, right? At least the fans did. They, you know, the rough around the edges could be a good thing. Because this team right now, guys, needs a kick in the ass. It really does. Look what Baltimore did yesterday with John Harbaugh, right? They needed a kick in the ass, and they fired one of the greatest coaches of this era in the NFL. He's a Hall of Fame coach, but they said, you know what? It's getting stale. We need to move forward. He kind of lost the locker room. And I think that's what needs to be done here in Kansas City. It's okay to go through and have a drastic change and be a little bit uncomfortable going into this season from an offensive standpoint. I think they need that.
I'm just down for like, I don't know, just down for a change. And I think it's okay. You might not like it at first, but I bet it grows on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you remember listening to Take Off Your Pants and Jacket and being like, this is cool. And then you heard Untitled and you're like, I don't know what this is. It's different. It's new. But here we are. And I enjoy this.
Yes.
Right?
Smash. Yeah.
That's, you know, that's how some things work. Like, your manager at your restaurant job gets fired because the restaurant's not performing. People aren't showing up to work on time. Here comes this new guy. And you're like, man, I don't like this guy. And some people will leave.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will not like it. And then some people will be like, you know what? What this guy's doing is kind of nice. And I'm kind of into this. And then all of a sudden it starts to become more and more and more and more. And it's like, okay, we've got people into it. And luckily you've got Andy Mahomes. You got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Speaking of other jobs, I don't want to say we called it.
Well, we did.
Okay.
We told you he was getting fired yesterday. Everybody acted like this was a surprise.
Well, we're 3 for 3. And the two takes I take out of this is because we called Gannon, we called Carroll, and we knew John was getting canned. And
everybody acted like John was a surprise yesterday. I would have been surprised if he was still the head coach in Baltimore. The quarterback quit on you, man. Like, you lost the locker room.
I think the thing is, I think there are two things that come out of this. I think number one, this is an insane gamble by the Baltimore Ravens.
Huge gamble. One of the biggest gambles we've seen in the last 20 years in the NFL.
Because what Baltimore...
is Andy Reid gamble.
Okay. Because I don't know about all of that, because they're not coming off of like a 2-14 season.
Also, they're not hiring John Harbaugh. They're getting rid of Andy Reid.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a bigger change as Philadelphia made when they fired Andy Reid. That's what I mean.
Andy Reid coached Philadelphia?
He did. Oh. Yeah. It's funny. I can't wait to hear
John
the first
Harbaugh
NFL
coached
player.
The Baltimore Ravens?
That's we won't be alive for that, though. That, I mean, that's too long for us. But the Andy Reid thing, I am waiting for the first NFL player who goes, Andy coached the Eagles? I didn't know that.
So, I don't know. So, the thing that I take out of this is that this is, I think, what Cincinnati should have done.
Yep.
I don't think this is what Baltimore should have done.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. I think this was a marriage headed for divorce. And I think they split before it got too ugly. I think there will be some stuff that comes out about how they started to kind of feel towards each other.
Oh, it's already come out. Yeah. The locker room lost him. Lamar's doesn't like him anymore. All that stuff.
And the thing is that Baltimore said, we're going to stick with our 2-time All-Pro MVP quarterback, and we're gonna move on from John Harbaugh. And John will probably go somewhere else, and I have a good feeling it will probably be either in New York or it'll be in Vegas. And he's going to be great wherever he goes. I just truly believe that.
If you're John Harbaugh, why would you even listen to Vegas? Why would you listen to Cleveland? Why would you listen to any other Arizona?
So Vegas I would listen to because you're getting the first overall pick.
Okay,
and
you've
got a crap ton of cap.
Yeah.
So you could kind of go in there and be like, hey, it's my way. You know this, and we're going to do this my way. And you'd be like, okay, fine. Sounds good. Sounds like Jack Del Rio all over again.
Do you think that Tom Brady would allow John Harbaugh to do it his way? Because now they're saying Brady's going to be involved more, you know,
absolutely.
With the team.
If you're Tom Brady, you do. Well, 100%
you do. I know you do. Yeah. But does he have the ability to check his ego to allow John
Harbaugh
to do it?
He checked his ego on
New
Year's Eve. He could have taken that man's ex-wife back home, and he did not.
Man.
And that takes a lot of, I mean, that takes a lot from Tom Brady to do that.
He let Bill Belichick do his job pretty damn well for 18 years until the very end when it started to become. Right. He let Bruce Arians do his job in Tampa Bay. He understands the way this works.
Okay.
But I don't know, but we're going to find out, and this is where we're, and it's funny that you say Belichick, Brady, because we're going to find out. Was it Harbaugh? Was it Lamar?
Yeah.
And, you know, I do think that was a divorce ready to happen before it got super violent. And I think that everyone kind of saw it like, yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Like, you know, and it finally happened. And it's the story of the NFL. Mm-hmm. It will be the story of the playoffs until if something weird happens. He'll be hired. He'll be the first coach hired. They said yesterday he's already had 7 teams call him. There's only 7 open vacancies.
There's only 7.
One of them is Baltimore.
Yeah, I want to know who that other team is.
Hell yeah, you do, because that's what Max said yesterday. Yeah. It's interesting.
Well, we knew they would, you know.
And Max said this is interesting because if you are a team, or maybe it was you that said it, if you are a team that's like fringe.
Yeah, you're calling. I said it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
You're calling and you're saying, are we firing this guy? If you're going to fire Harbaugh, then let's talk. Would he be willing to come here? Because if he's willing to come here, we're going to make a move on our coach. Oh, he's not willing to come to Miami? Okay, we'll keep McDaniel. Because I guarantee you, Miami was probably that.
And I
team,
don't think
know?
This is the last coach. I think when Tomlin loses, they will fire Tomlin.
I don't think Tomlin gets fired.
And
I don't
either. Thought that three of the four coaches in the AFC North would be fired, and the one that stands alone is that Richard in Cincinnati. Can you believe it?
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
That would be crazy. Two-time coach of the year. Fired. Super Bowl champion. Fired. Super Bowl champion. Fired. Who's here? The guy that can't freaking win.
Yeah, the guy who goes 0-18 in September. You know, like that guy whose quarterback's hurt every year.
The NFL is so good.
Yeah, but like what if Pittsburgh fired Tomlin and hired Harbaugh?
Can they just sign me up?
And then Baltimore hired Tomlin, right? Like that would be.
Oh, I bet Lamar would like Tomlin.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That would be good. I think that would be a lot of fun. But no, I think John Harbaugh ultimately will end up in New York. I think that is the best situation for everybody involved, for Harbaugh, for the NFL.
Yeah.
They've got to get New York back, right? They've got to find a way to make one of those franchises back again. They've taken care of the LA thing. They got them winning and doing all that out there. Now the league needs to focus on New York. I would be stunned if John Harbaugh isn't the head coach of the Giants. Now, let me rephrase that. If he takes another job, if he decides to go to TV, he ain't ever coming
back.
He's
not a TV guy.
I don't know that he is either.
He's too boring. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get you.
He's just a coach guy. Like, Andy Reid isn't TV.
No, Andy Reid's a coach guy. Yeah. And I will say, when Andy Reid got fired in Philly, I thought, take a year off, you know, recollect yourself, do all that, get rested, come back strong, and do your thing. I was wrong. And the reason I will tell John Harbaugh this is because once you get out and you start doing that TV thing and whatever it is and making a couple of bucks and you're not working at all, it's hard to go back in. And so if John Harbaugh has the energy to keep going, take the next job immediately. Do not take that time off. Ask Bill Cowher how that's going, right? All these coaches take that year off. They're like, I ain't going back.
Yeah, like Tony Dungy.
He sucks. I mean, I have never seen somebody know less about a sport that they were involved in than Tony Dungy. He really is stupid when it comes to football. And NBC needs to get rid of him off of Sunday Night Football. He is an absolute abomination when it comes to understanding the game. This was his tweet yesterday.
You haven't heard? I've got sources that tell me they're going to get rid of Tony Dungy and put Travis Kelce on.
Oh, good. I would I'm like joking, that. Oh, that would be awesome.
That's just my theory.
That would be fantastic. I mean, Tony Dungy stinks on TV.
And they're going to have Taylor Swift singing Waiting All Day for Sunday Night, and they're going to have Travis Kelce.
I would sign up
and
for
then
that.
And they're going to really stick it to Dungy.
Yeah, really stick it to Dungy.
I know that I'm hard. Take that, you alien.
So Dungy tweets this yesterday. So stupid. I can't believe what things have come to in the NFL. John Harbaugh has coached the Baltimore Ravens for 18 years. He took him to the playoffs 12 times, won a Super Bowl. The last 4 years, they were 10-7, 13-4, 12-5, 8-9. They made the playoffs three straight years and missed this year because a kicker missed the game-winning field goal on the last play of the season, and he was fired? I'm sorry, but I don't understand. Good luck, Baltimore, in finding a better coach. He wasn't fired because of a missed kick. The entire season was a disaster. The quarterback barely played. There was strife in the locker room. The team was not buying in to what John Harbaugh was saying anymore. And they finished 8-9. He didn't get fired because a kick was missed. He got fired because after 18 years, it's what have you done for me lately? And it's been since 2012, since he won a Super Bowl. And so they were done. It was time. The marriage was over. For Tony Dungy, who was fired in Tampa, obviously, and then moved on to, you know, Indianapolis, to sit there and say that he got fired because the team went 8-9 and a kicker missed a kick, that's one of the more ignorant things I've ever seen. I have forgotten more about the NFL than Tony Dungy has ever known about this league.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
Be like saying he got fired after the Chiefs loss when Zay Flowers fumbled. Be like, no, it's because you abandoned the run. That's what happened in that game. Yeah, it was a close game, but that's why you lost. It was from coaching.
Yeah, it absolutely is. He didn't lose the game because a kicker missed a kick. He lost the game because the team was 8-9. They weren't on his side anymore. The quarterback wanted to change. You got an MVP quarterback that really hasn't realized his potential over the last 5 or 6 years while everybody around him is doing their thing. It was the right decision to make. Now, will they hire the right guy? That's up to them to make the right decision to hire a better coach than the guy that they had. But for Tony Dungy to sit here and like ignorantly say he lost his job because of a missed field goal, that's one of the more ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Solid, easy, quick poll question on a Wednesday, the Fesco and Dusty poll question on X, 96.5 The Fan on Twitter. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator? Yes or no? That easy. We'll ask Jay Binkley on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Jay Binkley.
That guy's an idiot, man.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Tobacco, football, and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
Better believe it. You better believe it. He is Jay Binkley. And Jay Binkley, I gotta ask you, man, more excited for Indiana and Oregon, or are you more excited for Ole Miss Miami?
Oh, man, that's tough to say. I love these matchups. I love these
like
teams and what they're doing.
What do you pick?
I love the fact that Indiana has 0 5 stars on their team. I think they're a great story. But I'm going to say the Miami Ole Miss. Okay. There's too many draft picks in that game, man. I love it. Let me put it this way, guys. When Miami played Ohio State, there's only 32 first-round picks, of course, in the first round. There were 7 guys playing in that game that are probably going to be first-round picks. I think when it's all said and done, we look back at this, it'll be 7 guys. That is 22% of the players in that game were going to be first-round picks. So it's been amazing. There's first-round picks all over the place playing in the college football playoffs. But the whole storyline with Lane Kiffin, who is sitting courtside with Sam Leavitt, the quarterback that's transferring from Arizona State, and now the quarterback from Washington, who signed a $4 million, $5 million deal with Washington a week ago, says, I'm entering the transfer portal, puts it out there. It's a huge controversy in college football. Washington wants probably maybe to sue the guy that signed for it, and now supposedly LSU wants DeMond Williams. So college football is in a complete carousel, and it's fun to watch.
It's exactly that, Jay. It is so much fun to watch. Bigger carousel right now, college football or the fact that every Hardee's is closed?
Well, that sucks, the Hardee's thing. But, yeah, college football is out of control. We have the Texas Tech getting Brendan Sorsby, the quarterback from Indiana, and they're paying him $5 million a year. He enters the transfer portal, goes there. They have him on a billboard in Times Square. That just shows you where we're at. The Texas Tech quarterback's in a billboard in Times Square. There was the quarterback at Cincinnati 2 days ago, and now he's the quarterback at Texas Tech, and now he's on a billboard in Times Square. It's insane.
It is wild. All right, let's look at some of the stuff that's going on here, Jay. Chiefs obviously going to be looking for a new offensive coordinator. Who do you have in mind?
You know, just looking at it, and I really like Ben Arbuckle down at Oklahoma, and I like some of these college names. These college coordinators is kind of what I'm thinking.
You say his name is Ben Moosnuckle?
Ben Arbuckle.
Oh, Pitsnuggle?
Men's wieners.
Not Pitsnuggle. Anyway, we'll forget about the names. But anyway, I remember back in 2018 when I was doing the day shift with Henry Lake.
I don't remember that.
And I said the Chiefs need to go out because this guy was on thin ice at Texas Tech. And I said, the Chiefs need to go out and get Cliff Kingsbury and bring him in here. It's either because they had an offensive coordinator at the time, obviously, but bring him in as a consultant. Obviously, he was built for grander things than that because as soon as he got running, I knew he was going to get fired at Texas Tech. The writing was on the wall. He takes over as the offensive coordinator at USC. That lasted, what, a week until all of a sudden he's the head coach in the National Football League. This guy had a whirlwind going. His only problem was he wasn't good at the whole picture. As long as he just focused in on one thing like offense, I think he can be good. Because when he was at Texas Tech, the coaching staff there, everything wasn't great. The recruiting was awesome. You know, obviously, you know, bringing in Patrick Mahomes, that offense, but they were dead last. when Cliff Kingsbury was. There was only 128 Division I teams at the time, and they were 128th in scoring defense. He could not, for the life of him, hire a defensive coordinator. That's fine, but he's an offensive mind. But I always liked that pairing. I even talked about it a couple weeks ago. I said the Chiefs ought to be thinking, you know, on those lines of a Cliff Kingsbury type, because that's what works with Mahomes. We've seen more and more college team or pro teams go to college systems. They'll look and say, all right, why was this quarterback successful in college? Because in the days of, like, Sam Bradford when he came out, you know, everybody wants to make, you know, they want to flip quarterbacks. If you're a shotgun, you're probably a shotgun in college, under center. Do you want to go under center? Where are you better? Where are you better, under center or taking it from the shotgun? So more and more teams had to adapt, and Sam Bradford was kind of that litmus test. How's he going to adapt to the NFL? Well, now all these quarterbacks are spread quarterbacks in college, and so teams kind of tailor-make what they do to what made them successful. Just like the RPOs that have gotten so popular or unpopular in Kansas City, it's what made Patrick Mahomes go at Texas Tech. So they implemented a lot of that when he got to Kansas City. So you find out what made him work. I think Cliff Kingsbury gets kind of locked in his ways sometimes. I was kind of a bigger fan of him when he was first, when the first choice of maybe grabbing him from college and putting him to the NFL. But now that he's kind of been in the NFL for a while, I've kind of cooled the sentiment on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, you know, your Josh Simmons comment, hate the pick, don't like it. That's where I am with Cliff Kingsbury. The more I think about it, and this has been really a 24-hour kind of dive for me, I think, like, that is just the wrong play. I think the Chiefs need somebody totally different that has no connection to anybody.
Sure, but it's the why. You know, it's not like I hated Josh Simmons, the player. I never did. I think he was one of the best tackles coming out of the draft. Availability was my problem with that pick. And with Cliff Kingsbury, it's, you know, some of it's the why. It's the why. Not just say, hey, he should be it. It's not like, you know, Johnny Twitter user that reads two paragraphs to say, that's the guy. That's the guy we need to draft. That's the guy the Chiefs need to draft, because I just read two paragraphs about him on Twitter, and that's the guy. It's the why. Why doesn't he work in certain systems? Could he work in Kansas City? Could he work not having 100% authority, which, being with Andy Reid, you're not going to have it. You know, I don't care who you are as an offensive coordinator. I don't think Andy Reid is going to yield you 100% of the power. He's already stepped back from personnel decisions, and I doubt he's going to give up that offense either.
So Mac's in love with Nathan Shielhouse as the offensive coordinator. What does Binkley think of that name?
Oh, Nathan Shielhouse is awesome, man. That kid's a good kid, man. Always was. I'm a fan of Nathan Shielhouse and what he's doing. He's very inventive. He's very creative. Dude's just a good dude, man. And it translates to football. Not just saying he's a good guy because he's a good guy, but it's translating to what he's doing on the football field. He's coming from a great system. He's got great coaches around him. He's a sponge. He soaks it all in. It's little to no experience. It's a guy that you always should hire, somebody that you think can be a head coach at some point. Like, Cliff Kingsbury's already been a head coach. Mm-hmm. And would it be that launching step for him? It's like Hayden Fry when he was at Iowa. You look at his coaching tree, it's ridiculous. All these coaches he brought in, Bill Snyder's, Bob Stoops, Barry Alvarez, all these guys. He only hired them for one reason, if these guys can be a head coach. So he would bring them in as young assistants and said, I like this kid because he's going to be a great head coach. And it made him successful is what he's doing. Nathan Shielhouse will be a good head coach.
Love that. Binkley, what about John Harbaugh? Where's he go next? New York, Vegas, Arizona? Where's Johnny Har going?
I think New York would be a better fit. He's, what, 61? Andy Reid's, what, 67? So Andy Reid's 6 years older. So it is a bit of a reboot. He will be starting at the second place, a tad bit older. I think he's got at least 10 more years of good coaching in him. I think New York would be a good fit for Harbaugh. I definitely don't want to see him in Vegas. I think Vegas, if he went to Vegas, it'd be scary having that number one pick. But I don't know if Tom Brady is going to give him everything he wants. I think Tom Brady wants to be a big part of it, and I'm not sure Harbaugh wants that.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead. I just think Harbaugh wants more control than I think that what he would. Now, clearly, Mark Davis doesn't give a crap and let him do whatever he wants, but I think Tom Brady would be the issue.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just think the Giants' job is the premier job, and now that the league has got this L.A. thing figured out and they're winning out there, they need to get their ass in gear and figure out New York to make that market successful again. And so I think Harbaugh goes to the Giants. I think the Giants' job, besides the Baltimore job, I think the Giants' job is the best one available. I think Baltimore is the best job available, but obviously Harbaugh's not getting the Baltimore job. Who do you think ends up there?
Well, and the one thing is, too, is also, do you like Jackson Dart? Like, through the draft process, how big a fan of Jackson Dart was John Harbaugh?
Sure.
Like was John Harbaugh, like, if you get that meeting and say, where did you guys have Jackson Dart? Because clearly, John Harbaugh is going to evaluate the different quarterbacks that they were going to, you know, in the draft. And maybe he didn't, because they had Lamar Jackson. Maybe he didn't care about the quarterbacks. But I'm sure his personnel department or somebody had some opinions on Jackson Dart. But I'm sure he had his own opinions on Jackson Dart. But I do think that he ends up there because it's established, well-respected organization. And I kind of think that's kind of where he is at this point. That's where he's got a ring. I think he ends up with the Giants.
Bink, you're the man, dude. I hope you enjoy the game tomorrow night, Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday. You just got to get through tonight, man. Get through tonight, and then the rest of the time is yours.
Dude, Dustman. Oh, by the way, I watched that game last night, too. I was with you. I stayed up for that.
Wasn't it awesome?
That comeback was crazy. I did enjoy it. And I don't like the final couple minutes of college basketball. I think it really sucks.
Yeah.
But, man, that was good.
Yeah, it was. It's something, man. I think what I take away is there's just something about certain venues that there's like this aura, this spirit, and it was clearly there last night with Kansas. Man, that's how you get into basketball, man. Like, that's the type of game that'll get people
fun.
In.
It was just fun. For being a sports fan, it was fun, and obviously having withdrawals from college football, which, by the way, is doing awesome. But college sports needs a lot of tinkering, a lot of fixing. So,
hey, real quick, which quarterback would you take, number one, the kid from Indiana or the kid from Oregon?
You know, I like Dante Moore a lot, but I think he would be more benefited by staying one more year in college. I like Fernando Mendoza, and I know he's not putting up these eye-popping stats, but the kid's a winner, and he's extremely accurate. And I think he's going to be a quarterback that I wouldn't say he'll be a middle-of-the-tier type of quarterback. You want a Sam Darnold type? I think Fernando Mendoza could be that guy because, I mean, yeah, Sam Darnold has his issues, but he does have the number one seed.
Mm-hmm. Binkley Hardee's might be closing, but we're that much closer to hot dogs, nachos, beers, sauerkraut, onions, jalapenos. Buddy.
Guys, we're getting close to the draft. This is draft
That's
season.
Right.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go.
Bink, we'll talk to you next week, brother. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you.
Hey, Jay. Right, see you later. Big news coming from the Giants. They're now going to interview Mike McCarthy for their head coaching job. If you're Mike McCarthy, you probably thought, man, I had a good shot at that Giant job. Oh, Harbaugh's here. Like, you know, the good-looking dude shows up to the bar at, you know, 12:59 and getting ready to hit on chicks, and you're like, damn, I thought I had a shot tonight. Mike McCarthy's like, man, I thought I had a shot at that Giant job. John Harbaugh's here. Oh.
Yeah, like when I went into Abercrombie and Fitch and apply, and then the guy behind me was like a guy from the OC, and I was like, ah, I'm
not getting that job. Guy's getting the job, not me.
Coming up next, over-under win totals for your Kansas City Royals, plus what they could look like this year. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.